Today is Q&A day. I received a great question from a beautiful, loyal listener named Sarah. Both Sarah and her husband listen to the Beauty Beyond Betrayal podcast, and it is helping them both because of the ability to speak to both the betrayed and the betrayer. Well, her question, I believe, is going to be one that will help many of you listening today. So stay tuned. Hey, beautiful. Welcome to Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Have you discovered your husband's been having an affair? Do you just want the pain to stop and be able to take a deep breath again? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to save your marriage, heal from an affair? Do you wake up with the hope that this nightmare would end only to feel crushed and humiliated because your husband acts like the affair was really your fault and now you're left obsessing with where he is and if he's seeing her again? Hey, I'm Lisa. I too was devastated when I discovered my husband was having an affair. I too felt the pain would never end and wished he would just stop the affair and we could restore our marriage. I wanted the weight of the trauma to be lifted so I could breathe again and be able to have someone, anyone help me climb out of the dark, miry pit of despair so I could begin to heal and be confident in me again. But I kept telling myself, he won't stop seeing her. Must have been my fault. And this pain, it'll never go away. Until I found hope and healing in Christ, along with simple techniques that helped me to learn how to recover from the betrayal. In this podcast, you'll discover what betrayal trauma really is, learn simple techniques to heal and recover, and get biblical guidance to help you make the right choices as you heal from the affair so you can be free from the heartbreak and the pain and rise in confidence once again to be the woman God created you to be. So beautiful, grab your favorite latte or a glass of wine, snuggle up on the couch and focus on yourself for a few minutes. Let's dive into what it really means to rise up from the ashes of betrayal and loss into a life that you really desire.
Hi Lisa, this is Sarah. Your podcast have really ministered to my husband and I as we are recovering from his betrayal. I think they've really spoken to him because you have spoken from the point of view of the betrayer and to me as the betrayed. This last episode about betrayal trauma and talking about how it affects your past, present, and future, you mentioned a specific example about your cruise. And I had a similar situation last year. We were on our 30th anniversary cruise, our first cruise. And at the end of the year, I found out that he was in the middle of an affair during that time. And so that feels tainted to me, as well as other things that we did during the past year. Those memories just feel tainted. And you talked about wanting to redeem those for yourself. And I was just curious if you had any ways that you would recommend doing that, or practical ways. I really, really want to redeem that time. Thanks so much. If you have any advice.
Sarah, first off, thank you so much for your vulnerability and your willingness to even bring this question to the table. I know the courage that it takes to actually email, voice message, speak pipe these things over. It can be just really daunting to do. So first off, kudos to you for doing that. Secondly, I want to say thank you for being a loyal listener to both you and your husband. And I praise God that He is using this podcast to help both of you in your recovery from the devastating effects of betrayal. This doesn't have to be the end of a relationship, and I am strong in that conviction. This can be the beginning of a brand new relationship moving forward. So I just want to applaud you both for digging in deep and seeking to recover from what the enemy would love to bring against you to destroy you. But God can turn around for good to those who love Him and are walking in His purpose. And so so the two of you are, and I know that God is going to bless that abundantly. So I would love to answer this question for you, and so let's journey a little bit together. I'm going to give you five different pointers today that you can utilize to actually redeem some of the things that you really don't want to lose. So first off, let's talk about the memory in and of itself. You know, you mentioned you have this cruise that you went on that you found out was tainted at the end of the day because you didn't know there was this underlying secret life that was going on unbeknownst to you. That was the same with me. I had no clue that during the time period of the cruise that my husband and I went on for our anniversary, that he was indeed beginning this secret betrayal relationship with this other person. So I understand where you're coming from, first off. Now, secondly, I want to tell you that when it comes to redeeming the things that you are remembering, it is important for you not to do this just on your own, but it can be extremely powerful when you come together as a couple and choose to redeem these things together as well. So here are the five steps that I took that have helped me tremendously through redeeming not only the cruise that my husband and I took, but other memories as well. Now, number one is this: be very intentional with the memories that you actually want to redeem. Now, what I mean by that is, this is where you get to sit down and draw a timeline out. And you notice I didn't say you have to, I said that you get to. There's a huge difference. When we have to do something, it's a task and it's dreadful. But when we get to do it, it's much more pleasant and we are in control. We maintain control in that situation. So you had no control when it came to the discovery of the betrayal, to the betrayal itself. This is where you step back into control. So what you want to do is sit down with a poster board or pen, paper, whatever you choose, and then draw a timeline of your relationship with your husband. And then underneath that line, you want to draw a timeline of the actual secret lifestyle that your husband was involved in. That way, you know the timeline of the relationship you and your husband have had, and then you know actually where the deceptive lifestyle came into being. Now, once you've figured that out, then you get to look at the memories during that time period that were affected. Now, granted, I know that our past, present, and future have been affected, but when we, if it hasn't been the entire marriage, then there are memories in your past that definitely you've already thought about. You know, we were great at that point, so they're not, nothing has to be redeemed there. But the time period when the affair was actually going on is the time period where definitely some redemption needs to take place. So sit down together, draw this out, and then think through the memories that were affected during this time. Then decide which ones really need redemption. Because believe it or not, there are going to be some memories that you're just going to throw by the wayside and you're going to be like, I don't really care about those. And then there are those that you're going to be like, I really care about those. And those are the ones I want to redeem. So once you have your list, then we're going to go to number two. Step number two is, together, you are going to face the truth of what transpired during those memories. Why do you do this together? And why is it so powerful? Because there is a grieving process that must take place for a couple that is seeking reconciliation after betrayal. You both will be going through a grieving process of what once was and the deceptive lifestyle, how it tainted the life that you had together, and how the future looks a little different now. There is a grief process that you both must go through. And so facing that together is extremely powerful. So what you do is you sit down and you talk about the memories you want to redeem. You talk about the hurt that has come about by knowing that what you thought once was actually wasn't, how that impacted you, how he needs to understand that as well. And once you get through that, you cry, you grieve together, then it's very powerful to move on to step three. Step three is, you know, what within the memories is it exactly that you want to redeem? Now, it's a time period, right? So there are certain things that you might want to redeem during that time period. For me, yes, the cruise was one of them. Have we gone on another cruise yet? Not yet. We have not. But there are memories of my cruise with my husband that are so near and dear to me. They were enjoyable. The laughing and just the tenderness during that time. And yes, he was in a relationship with another woman. However, we did have some connection. We had tender love during that time. Is it possible for your husband to have that with you while he is involved with the affair person? Absolutely. And I know that I have talked about this on other podcasts, but it is actually possible for your husband to love you with everything that he is, yet betray you because of the underlying issues that he was not working through himself, the issues that caused him to cross the moral boundaries to begin with. Once he finds out those whys, it makes it easier to recover from, and you can set up the guardrails so that the possibility of those things happening again doesn't enter the picture. So the memories that I had with my husband during that time that we were on that 10-day cruise, I have some precious memories I am not willing to give over to the enemy. And even though he was involved with another woman, I'm choosing, listen carefully, I am choosing, because I have the free will to do so, to now redeem those parts of that cruise memory because they were near and dear to my heart. Listen carefully, beautiful. The enemy would love to steal every bit of it from you, but you do not have to let him. God doesn't want all the memory to be tainted. There are beautiful things within that memory that God wants to redeem. And by choice, you get to do that. So this is where you get to walk in your free will and choose for yourself the memories that you are seeking to retain. And as a couple, do it together. Toss aside the things that you don't want to remember about those certain events, and then cling to the ones that you do. Okay, number four is this, and this is kind of where I kind of segued into this one, is where you're claiming back memories. Now, this is where, once again, you are seeking to really go to warfare. Remember, we fight a real enemy. And his name is Satan, and he prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. He wants to devour your marriage. He wants to devour your memories. He wants to devour your very life. But God wants you to claim back through victory, through the blood of the Lamb and the powerful word of your testimony, the things that you're seeking to claim back. The enemy cannot steal everything from you, beautiful. So spend some time seeking what you are going to claim back, then put ownership back on it. Don't allow ownership to go to the other woman, to go to the affair, to go to the enemy. the things that you want to claim and own once again, own them and own them well. And then there's number five. This is a very powerful step. We get to redeem parts of our lives that were really tainted during the betrayal by making new memories. Now, that means you had some events during that time. You had some Christmases, anniversaries, birthdays, all kinds of things that were really tainted. I know because I had them tainted as well. I had a Christmas that was just awful. Well, actually, two Christmases that were awful. I had a couple of New Year's Eves, which is a very powerful time for us because that's when my husband and I met. But when he was seeing her, he chose to be with her on that day. And that was really what made me realize he must be seeing someone because he never missed a New Year's Eve with me. So how did we start to reclaim those things? We decided that the times, the anniversaries and the birthdays and the holidays that were so tainted, we decided to create new memories and traditions on those days moving forward. Because the truth is, when you reconcile with your spouse after betrayal, you're not reconciling with the person who wounded you, who hurt you, who betrayed you. No, no, you are reconciling with the brand new person, the person who has repented, who has severe, deep remorse, the one who has been reconciled unto God, the one who's been transformed within his heart. He has a complete 180. He's no longer protecting his secrets, lies, deceit, the betrayal, the betrayal partner. No, no. He has now shifted his stance. He has his sword drawn and he is protecting you from all of that. He is protecting you. You are reconciling with the brand new person. Thus, you're building a brand new life, which means that old traditions, old things, just sometimes don't work in a brand new relationship. It's kind of like scripture says, things that used to go into the old wineskins will burst the new, right? We can't pour the same thing that goes into the old wineskins into the new. We must decide what we want to have as a new tradition, new memory, new things in our life in this new relationship. So sit down and dream together. Start to map out things that you would love to do together. That's what my husband and I have done. And we started new traditions. We started new events that we would go to. We decided we would explore and do things we've never done before. And for this past year's anniversary, we celebrated our 10th. And did we celebrate it on the day that we got married? Yes, because I chose to redeem the day that we were married. And I know there are quite a few that decide to have a brand new date because they're like, well, those vows have been broken and I really don't want to have that day. And beautiful, I struggled with that as well. I really thought, no, my brand new anniversary date is going to be July 23rd, the day I moved home. But then God reminded me, Lisa, you have a choice. Do you want to redeem it? And if so, my blood covers it and it can be brand new. So I chose to redeem my wedding day. And this past year, we celebrated our 10th anniversary by renewing our vows on the beach, beautiful sunset and brand new dress and just beautiful photographs and brand new rings. And it was so amazing. So beautiful. These are the ways that you can redeem the things that the enemy sought to steal from you and that betrayal tried to destroy you with. We never, ever, ever have to give it all up. We can choose to take back control. And through the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we can redeem the things that we so desire. So Sarah, I pray that that helps you and your husband to start really diving in to the things that you would love to redeem. And for those of you who are listening, I really pray that this broadcast really sparks some great conversation between you and your spouse. And if you're struggling in your relationship, I actually coach couples to redeem their marriages. So if you are ready to get started so that we can set you in a program that is tried and true and marriages are saved, then below in the show notes, click where it says work with me. Go check it out. Let's get your free consult and let's get you on the path of a brand new marriage redesigned. Be blessed and we'll see you again soon. Thanks for stopping by today and spending a little while with me. I hope you enjoyed today's show and found hope, healing, and encouragement. Please remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. You can even screenshot this episode and share it on IG or Facebook stories. This is how we get the message of hope and healing out to all women who are in the midst of betrayal and loss. If you're ready to move out of the devastation of betrayal and take the next step in your healing, make sure to reach out to me and schedule your breakthrough coaching call today. Until next time, love God, live your life passionately, and always choose joy in the midst of any circumstance that you may face. Cheers to you, beautiful.